Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Many think regenerative agriculture could be a solution for producing more food using less inputs and sequestering more carbon from the atmosphere. Some farmers have been able to achieve tremendous results with these practices, which include reducing tillage and agrochemicals and incorporating cover crops and livestock. Can this scale to the size of our massive agricultural economy? Dr. Jonathan Lundgren is confident that it can.
Everybody looks at these amazing farmers that are on YouTube and they're like, well, that sounds really good for them and that might work on their farm, but it's never going to work on my operation. It's too hot, too dry, too wet, too cold.
Dr. Lundgren is a regenerative farmer and a researcher with the Ecdysis Foundation. They're researching the feasibility of these systems on farms of all types and sizes.
We can test this across different scales, across different regions, growing conditions to see. And what we found is that, yeah, there's constraints, but farmers have found ways in all of these different circumstances to make these systems work. And it does work. It works on 10-acre almond orchards. It works on 800-acre almond orchards. It works on, 40-acre cornfields. It works on 1,000-acre cornfields.
The Ecdysis Foundation conducts research to back these practices with data. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.